So how did you, what was your responsibility in keeping this process going? Because I understand the Hall Road was literally built in less than a year.
About that, yeah.
That's pretty fast.
Well,
so how did you kind of keep up with that? How did the teams kind of describe the juggle?
Well, we...
Is that a 9-to-5 job, or...?
Sort of. The first couple of years, we didn't have full crews. When we were, in 70 and 71, we were pretty much limited to, you might say, the supervisors. There were guys like Chuck Holmes, Mike, Dale Slaughter. Can't remember all the others right off. We sent them out for surveying. The actual line had not been staked or surveyed yet. So they went out in the morning with a helicopter, were dropped off, and they walked back and forth over the proposed route. And after, depending on the terrain, 5-10 miles maybe a day, they were picked up with a helicopter again and brought back to camp. After that, the full crews came on and excavated or tested the sites that they had found. And in the meantime, as the road was being built, there was still more survey. The crews were out there and they were doing some survey. There were reports from some of the workers, laborers in the camps, who would find something and report it to us most of the time. There were a few occasions I remember where the crews had found some mammoth tusks and had not notified anybody. And we found out about it and came down on them fairly hard. We didn't mind that they had found them or even what they did with them in a sense, but we wanted to know where things were.